So good morning, everybody. Tell to the person beside you, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay, with all conviction, come on, tell that person beside you, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give a round of applause and a shout of jubilee to our Lord, who is the King of Kings and still the great I am. Hallelujah. So our topic for today, you know this conference has been a blessing to me because every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the speaker, I know that it ministers me. And so I believe it goes well with you. Is that an amen? It changes us and transforms us from glory to glory to glory. And so I believe the Spirit of God is really increasing in our lives and overcoming our spirit and soul. Is that right? So our topic for today is all about wisdom. Say it to your neighbor, wisdom. So wisdom is supreme. Say it to your neighbor, wisdom is supreme. It is a make or break of life. Okay? So wisdom is not an option. Can you hear that? Wisdom is not an option. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it is written, wisdom is supreme. Therefore, because wisdom is supreme, therefore you get wisdom. Can you hear that? And the second statement is, though it costs all you have, you get understanding. Can you hear that? So wisdom is supreme. So it doesn't matter if we are weak or strong. It doesn't matter with regards to our condition, situation, or any factors that we have in life. I remember we just had our camp. Okay, in the Philippines, we have a professional camp and the youth camp. And then they were sudden and they were amazed because it's not normal for me to fight during war games. Say it with me, war games. So when you say war games, it's really a war. So it's just a UFC, you know, you kick. Okay? It's not all about the physical strength that has been developed there, but it's the mental tenacity and the discipline. Can you hear that? So there was one disciple of mine, actually nobody wants to fight with me. But because I commanded my disciple, you need to fight for me. Whether you want it or you don't want it, you will fight. Okay? So I take off my heels. I was on my heels, so I take all my heels. And then, you know, I roll my sleeves, you know. And then I tell them, come on, let's fight. And you know, there's some mud there with the water and the soil and everything. It's really muddy. Told them, come on, let's fight. I know my limitation. I am operated. I have a tendon operation. With my socks on my right, okay, and it's slippery, is that right? With the mud and with my socks. And I am 48. And the person whom I will be fighting with is 28. So it's 20. Is that right? It's a 20 difference. But you know, if you have wisdom, and you know wisdom is supreme, is that right? You have a veteran move. You have something that nobody has. Maybe they have physical strength, but you have wisdom. You conquer all. I need to know my enemy. I need to understand his strength. I need to understand my limitation. I need to understand my weakness. I need to understand my capacity and my resources. Is that right? Can you hear that? So she's big. She's voluptuous. With muscles, with the adipose tissue. Can you hear that? And without her knowing it, I really prepared for her. So, You know what's this? Okay. So I fight her with this one because I need to know her strength. Okay? What do you call this one? The arm wrestling. Okay? So when we do the arm wrestling, I was able to compute her strength. I was able to measure her strength without her knowing it. And then the time will come, I know my limitation, but I know her strength. I know his statistics, the physical statistics. But what I have is the mental tenacity, the discipline of the mind, the wisdom from above. I'm a pastor. It should be normal. Veteran move. Is that right? Anyway, we fight. She grabbed me and tried to pull me over. What I did, I used her strength to defeat herself. She tried to roll over me, and every time she rolled, I put her face on the mud. And she rolled me again. Again, her face is on the mud. And then again, one more time. This time, I make it longer. It should be longer. And then from there, I use her strength to defeat her. I'm not even using my strength yet. And then I pull her up. Do you want us to continue it again? Are you okay? And she said, no, Pastor, I'm okay. All the mud is on her face. Immediately, I have one more disciple. Come on, fight. And this one disciple of mine is also big. And then she knows that I am incapacitated with regards to my right leg. And so she's trying to take my leg. And now I position my leg to the advantage position that she cannot reach in. Is that right? So she's trying to pull me. And so what I did is I let her to pull me up. She doesn't know that is the strategy. The more she pull me up, the more she exert much energy. And I just dance with her like a lullaby, using her strength. She's trying to pull me up. She's trying to pull me wherever. So, okay, let's do it. And she doesn't know. I put my arms on her arms. She cannot move. I'm trying to paralyze one part of his body. The arm part. And the part at the back. And so from there, she pulled me down. When she pulled me down, I know that is her last strength. When she pulled me down, you know what I did, right? I immediately turned my body around and then pulled her neck like this. 1, 2, 3. I'm the winner. Can you hear that? So it's not all about our limitation. It's all about the wisdom that is supreme. You need to be smart in this world. We are the ambassador. You don't need to get everything in this world just to be the best person in this world. Just be a good steward of what you are. You cannot get everything in this world. You can just do the best out of who you are. Can you hear that? You don't need to be the strongest to be the leader. You don't need to be the smartest and the richest. Remember in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, nor the strong man boast of his strength, nor the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts about this, that he knows and understand me. For I am the God who exercises kindness, justice, righteousness on earth, for in this I delight. Is that an amen? Can we give a round of applause to our God? So the answer to our leadership, the answer to our discipleship, the answer to our limitation or any condition is not being the greatest, but you need to be wise. Can you hear that? Amen? And so again, the Bible reiterates, wisdom is supreme. Therefore, you get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, you need to get understanding. My goal for today is for us to be conscious that every day of our lives, we decide on things. Can you hear that? Amen? Every day, every millisecond of our life, we are deciding on some things and many things. But because we are over-familiar on decision-making, and so we don't decide anymore intentionally for the betterment and for the best. It's like during the morning, you already decide, will I open my eyes or close my eyes? Will I still sleep or will I be awake? Will I go to church or not go to church? Will I go to the office or not? Where will I go down, from the left wing of the bed or the right wing of the bed? Will I quarrel to my husband or not? Will I give him a piece or not? Will I eat breakfast or not? Will I drive or not? What will I eat for breakfast? So because we are very over familiar of every day, you know, for us, we're not aware that every millisecond we made decision. Can you hear that? So this time we need to be intentional in making decision making. Can you hear that? Because decision making is a make or break of life. Say it again to your neighbor. Decision making is a make or break of life. And so I'll be giving you some principles. Okay, I need to make it fast. First, decision making is, I want you to know, it separates. Say it to your neighbor, it separates. It distinguishes. It discriminates the poor, the better, the best leader. Can you hear that? Because of decision making, you would easily know who's the best. You would easily know who's the poor. You would easily know who's the good. You would easily know who can go to the next level. Is that right? Okay? And next, I want you to know that decision making. Okay, I want you to listen to this. Decision making is all the time. Say it to your neighbor, it's all the time. So we need to have this concept standard with regards to our decision. When we decide, do we decide based on the Word of God? Is that our concept standard? When we decide, do we decide based on what we feel? Are you getting that? When we decide, do we decide based on what God says coming from His Word? So we need to know that every day we make decision, and when we make decision, we need to see to it that we are aware that we do it every day. Can you hear that? And where those decisions is based is very important. Can you hear that? Because with regards to decision making, you know, it shows your intellect. It reveals your intellect. Say it to your neighbor. It reveals your values and it reveals your intellect. So decision making is crucial. Are you getting it? It separates you from the poor, from the good, from the better, and from the best. So I want you to know that decision making is all the time. So we need to be aware where it is based. Can you hear that? And the third, decision making reveals our values and reveals our an intellect. So you will know. So tell it to your neighbor. So it reveals. So when you decide, there is a revelation of who you are. And so you will see, in terms of decision making, you will see one's success, you will see one's progress, and you will see one's maturity. Can you hear that? When that person decides, you will see if that person will be successful. If that person will be on the progressive state, and if that person will go to the next level of his competencies. Can you hear that? Meaning that person, you will know if that person will be mature and is mature. Can you hear that? Amen? So we need to be aware of our decision. And in our decision, it demands wisdom. Okay? So we just don't decide for the sake of deciding. We decide because you know God is integrated in our decision. It always demands wisdom. Can you hear that? So in decision making, whatever decision that we make, it proves if you have God. It proves where you stand. It proves your statement of faith. Can you hear that? So when you decide, you need to be conscious because it reveals our inner being, our level of progress. If we are progressive as a person, if we are upgrading as a person, and you know, I want you to know, when it demands wisdom, it's all about God. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Can you hear that? And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So we cannot take decision making as if it is nothing and we are not intentional. We need to be wise in deciding things. Because in our decision, there should be wisdom and there is a demand of wisdom. That's why sometimes Christians were accused of, you know, not competent, not efficient. There's no trace of being a blessed person. Because we become so foolish in so many things. Just to prove to everybody that we are spiritual and we are in the state of just being a religious person. And I want you to consider that five thought because that is very important. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. And though it costs all you have, get understanding. Proverbs 19, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and discipline. Can you hear that? And in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, it is written, to fear the Lord is to... Can you hear that? To fear the Lord is to hate evil. And so wisdom really guides us into the right direction in our lives. So we don't decide easily. When we decide, there is a required wisdom. And when there is wisdom, there is God. And when there is no wisdom, there is no God. Because in James chapter 3, there is wisdom that is called earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. Can you hear that? So the world has his own set of wisdom. And if we are not careful, we are deciding on things, we are not aware that it is earthly, that is unspiritual, and of the devil. Can you hear that? And so remember, after the verse, James chapter 3 verse 15, there is James chapter 3 verse 17. What is wisdom? What is wisdom? What is wisdom in that verse? What is wisdom in that verse? Wisdom that comes from heaven. Can you hear that? It's first of all pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Can you hear that? That is the wisdom that comes from God. And so when we decide, when we inquire of the wisdom that comes from the Lord, it gives us really the best decision ever. Amen. And so sometimes in the church, they are deciding foolishly. And so the Bible declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, it is written, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but unto us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So we cannot afford to be foolish. Because when we are foolish, we are ignorant of the cross and the message of the cross and of the gospel. Are you getting it? That's why there are so many Christians nowadays, there are so many people nowadays, cannot stand on their own conviction. The world is so loud and we are so quiet. The world is so aggressive and we are so passive. The world is so passionate and so we are so timid. Because we don't understand the wisdom that comes from above. The wisdom that comes from above is first of all, again, pure. Can you hear that? Peace-loving. Considerate. Submissive, impartial, sincere, full of mercy and good fruit. You know, I need to establish everything to you, all the word of God, so that if I'll be saying the application of it, it will be easier for you to take. Can you hear that? Amen. And so we need to believe in those statements. And so there is also Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. What is Philippians chapter 4 verse 8? Because remember, wisdom is the discipline of the mind. Amen. It's all about our mental tenacity. So what is in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things that is of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's any praise, you think on these things. Can you hear that? That is the discipline of the mind right there. Amen. So when we decide on something, it's not all about the present condition. Okay? So I need to give you guidelines. Why there are so many people fail in decision making? Why there are so many people make wrong or bad decision? Who among you believe that many times you made the bad and wrong decision? Is that right? Okay. So we decide, are we going to church or not? Are we going to church late or not? What do you think? Are we going to equipping or not? Am I going to training or not? Are we going to conference or not? So what do you think? What is the answer? So to so many church people, they decide to be late. That is their decision. And so they are foolish because they don't understand the wisdom that comes from above. Can you hear that? Will I marry another man and I am a man or not? Will I marry a woman and I am a woman or not? Those are foolish questions. Is that right? Will I be a cell leader or not? So if you are not a cell leader, who are you? If you are not a leader, who are you? If you are not a winner, who are you? What do you want to be? What do you want to become? Who are you? Do you know yourself? What do you want to be? Tell me. If you will not be going to church, where do you want to go? If you are not a leader, what do you want to be? If you will not be a blessing, you will be a curse. Is that right? If you will not believe in God, what is your object of worship and who is your object of worship? If you will not make the Word of God the final authority, who is your final authority? What do you want to have in life? Do you want to mess up your life? Or do you want to be the best person ever? Can you hear that? Are you a pastor or not? Answer. Will you want to take good care of the sheep of God or not? Do you want to be a husband or not? Are you really a wife or not? Do you really want to be a son or not? Are you a daughter or not? Are you really a believer or not? So who are you? You can ask your wife or your spouse, I don't know who I am. I know I am a wife, but I don't know if I am really. Is that right? Because when you fight, you're not husband and wife. I think you need to be in the boxing arena. You're not husband and wife. Is that right? You're supposed to fulfill the purpose of God. And so the verse declares in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, you choose to this day whom you will serve, the God of your forefathers at the other side of the river, or the God of the Amorites whom you are living with. And so Joshua decided. In wisdom, according to God's purpose and destination for them as a family, with conviction, with authority, and with power, with a statement of faith, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Is that right? Wisdom can make you convicted of something. It will set you apart from this world. Because everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Amen. Everything that is in this world, the culture of this world, the demand of this world, the present condition of this world is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? And so our mark as a Christian is that we are full of wisdom because our wisdom is based on the Word of God. Our wisdom is based on God. Our wisdom is based on the cross and what the cross accomplished in our lives. Can you hear that? We know how to apply the blood of Jesus in every circumstances of our life. Can you hear that? When there are so many prevailing conditions in our life, you can say, because it is written in the Word of God, it was declared in the heavenlies. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5, surely He took our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Amen. Yet we considered Him smitten by God, afflicted by Him. But He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. and the punishment that brought us peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Now you can say, you are healed. Now you can say, you are redeemed in all areas of your life. Now you can say that you are restored. Now you can say that you are really renewed. Because of the word of God and the power of the blood of Jesus, you are cleansed, you are sanctified, and you are purified by the powerful blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so no weapon can be formed against you shall prosper. Can you hear that? In every limitation, in every prevailing condition, you are unstoppable. Thus says the Lord. Can you hear that? It's not by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. If there's any confusion in your heart, if there's any distortion of the devil or misconception in your heart spirit, you can just say in Colossians chapter 2, verse 4 and 15, because you stand in the word of God. He canceled, having canceled the written code with its regulation that was against us and stood opposed to us. He took it away and nailed it to the cross. Is that an amen? He canceled everything just for you and made a public spectacle of them. Before that, he disarmed all powers and authorities and made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them to that cross. Are you getting it? And so I believe you can be the best person ever as God destined you to be. Amen? Because what we are is not based on the conception of this world and the culture of this world and the mind of this world. It is based on the perfect will of God, his purpose, and his mind over us. Can you hear that? And so we cannot afford to be foolish. Again, I reiterate, you need to memorize every single word that is written in the Word of God. Can you hear that? Who will memorize every single word, every jot of it? Amen? Amen? It's not an option. Wisdom is supreme. You know, the worship team can memorize all the song of Hillsong. The Jesus culture can compose a lot of songs. They memorize it. They can emote it. They can raise their hands over it with all passion, with all emotion. But when you say you need to memorize the book of Psalms, oh, it's not easy. You memorize Psalms 119 with the 176 verses. You know, Pastor, my memory is not good anymore. We try to articulate the mind of the devil with regards to our response to the surest foundation with regards to wisdom that is supreme. And so we fail in so many areas of our life. In every detail of our lives, we fail. Because for us, wisdom is not supreme. But the Bible declared wisdom is supreme. You lose everything, it doesn't matter, but not wisdom. Yes, maybe you can get power, position, prestige, prosperity, property. Without wisdom, at the end, you lose it all, ending up miserable. But if you have nothing, with wisdom, with every resource that you have, it doesn't matter. Is that right? Because you know how to utilize the resources. Remember the war games? I am operated in tandem. And my disciple doesn't know that I also have a problem with my left leg. But that is wisdom. I don't need to tell it to her. Amen? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because the factor is not me. It's the Holy Spirit. Amen? Who among you wants to be a leader and decided to be a leader? You don't calculate what you have and what you don't have. Just follow what God says you are according to His word. When God says He has a plan for you, ding! That's the best. When God says, I will prosper you, ding! I believe it, Lord. When God says, I don't have any plan to harm you, you are a pastor, the people cannot harm you. You are a leader, nobody can harm you. Ding! I want to be a pastor. Ding! I want to be a leader. You are limited. You are not articulate. It doesn't matter. My speech and my preaching was not with words, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that the faith of the people will not stand on my word, but on the power of God. I am weak. It doesn't matter. When you are weak, God is strong. It's good that you know you're weak. Because the problem with others, they don't know they are weak. And so they're trying to be strong. Wisdom is knowing that you are weak. From there, you will inquire God about your situation. Amen. When you work in the digital vision, you work with people. Not really about the system. And so we love people and we want the system to work for the people. Is that right? Is that right? When we win consolidated disciples sin, it's not all about the system being implemented by the people. We want those systems to work for the people so that they will be fruitful and productive and recover their fruitfulness and multiplication, anointing. Is that right? And so with regards to our leadership to them, I'll give you a tip. When you work with people, always remember that they are human beings. Can you hear that? Because Darwin declares that human beings or people are the highest form of animal. So I beg to disagree. Amen. Amen. May I know, did you believe that lie, that you are the highest form of animal? The Bible declares that you are not. You are created in His image and His likeness. Amen. And so, we need to conclude, therefore, that we don't behave like the animal. You behave as human beings. Full of mercy, full of love, full of service inside. Amen? When you feed the dog is happy. He will wag his tail and do everything to protect the person who takes good care of him. Is that right? But to people, it's different. When you feed them, they want to eat your hands. And they will go to your arms. And then everything they want. It just so happened that those people are also in the church. And see to it that you are not that person. Amen. Who among here are human beings? Not the highest form of animal. Let's learn from the dog. Amen. We need to be loyal to our leaders. You need to love your pastor. You are not animal. You are human being. When we work with people, I want you to see this. Never decide hastily. Number one, never decide hastily. Do not decide swiftly, okay? When you deal with people, you don't decide based on your emotion. Can you hear that? Because your emotion is the capacity to paralyze you. Can you hear that? Amen? To paralyze you, to analyze. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? When you work with people and when you decide on something, always remember you don't base on your emotion. Amen? Shall we all arise as I continue? Like husband and wives, when the husband fail or when the wife fail, I think you are wise enough to handle your spouse. Is that right? You don't fight. You only fight the good fight of faith. You don't fight all the time. When you fight with wisdom. When you fight the good fight of faith and hold on to the eternal life to which you are called. Meaning, when you fight, you hold on to God more. It's not for the sake of fighting. It's not for the sake of winning. You deal with people, not with emotion. Say it to your neighbor. I will not deal with you based on my emotion. I will deal with you based on facts. Can you hear that? Amen? When we decide, we need to study first. There are so many tools with regards to decision making. They do research, feasibility report. But we as leaders, we just decide on things without using a measurement and tools. Is that right? We just do it. But this time, we will be different as leaders. Amen. We will be different as leaders and pastors when we decide we are more than those people outside. As scientists, they use scientific method. In the church, there's no method in dealing with people. But right now, we will learn how to manage people well. Amen. Because this is the reason why we are here all together. We want to be a leader in this generation. Can you hear that? And so, what is wisdom for? It's not just for us. The truth is, if you can apply wisdom to yourself, you can apply wisdom to other people. If you fail applying wisdom to yourself, you fail applying wisdom to the people around you. Is that right? When you fail to administer the cross and its benefit to your life, you will fail to administer the benefit of the cross to other people. Is that an amen? Is that an amen?